Welcome to The Kelly Roach Show, the place for no fluff, easy to implement, 20-minute or less business and leadership lessons to help you build a sustainable business that scales, lead with integrity, and create a lasting legacy. I'm Kelly Roach, former NFL cheerleader and Fortune 500 executive turned eight-figure entrepreneur. Let's get started. Welcome back to The Kelly Roach Show. I have one of my favorites back here today, Ty Richardson. And anyone that doesn't know Ty, Ty was actually one of my vice presidents in the business advisory. And towards the end of last year, I tapped him to come over and to help us explode the growth inside the Advanced Innovation Society. And now he is just driving the advance to the moon, and he has a lot of amazing things going on. So today we're going to talk a little bit about what it looks like and what it means to become a local center of influence in your area and why this matters in 2024. So, hey, Ty, how are you?
Hi, Kelly. I'm excited.
I'm so happy to have you back here. So, well, first of all, why don't we talk a little bit about what we're seeing inside the advance, like what's been going on in the first quarter? What happened in your world? What are the members seeing? What's shaking over there?
So, it's hard to believe that it's only been a quarter. I mean, it feels like we've been at this for a really long time, but it's only been 3 months. We started to shake things up in advance when we just decided to go crazy and launch 25 cities in 1 month. And in January, we had that epic month. We launched 25 new cities across the world. We up-leveled our innovation circles. We up-leveled our visibility exchanges in the last quarter. Now they're visibility and collaboration exchanges. And I'll give you a little bit of flavor. So here's what you can expect from a membership in the advance. And here's what we've evolved into in the past 3 months. We now have innovation circles that are a mix of peer-to-peer masterminding, but also sometimes we'll do a panel with experts. Our last panel was on a C-suite. We have a number of fractional C-level executives in our network. They all sat on a panel and gave advice freely to folks who wanted to ask questions on operations, on marketing, on finance. And so that kind of elevated our peer sharing and what we now call thought partnership in the community. We've elevated our visibility exchange from not just being visibility exchanges, but they're now collaboration centers. And so somebody can come who's a chef and somebody can come who's a financial officer, and we find a way for them to collaborate, whether it's on an article or a podcast or some sort of sales opportunity or a joint venture. There's collaborations happening everywhere from ideas and people that you wouldn't even think make sense. They're just coming together and matching up. Our next program, which is our version of a TEDx, has now been elevated. We are coming out pretty soon with our own YouTube channel, which you get to watch all of our TEDx's on demand, whatever you want. And then our live and locals, where you get to take all that and do it offline. And perhaps that's the biggest thing, just because as we continue to grow and we continue to add new cities, we continue to add a very unique flavor and we elevate our experiences. So when we first started, we were just doing in-person meetups or people will get together and network. Now, depending on where you go, you have a little bit of a mastermind, you have a little bit of an experience. I know that we're doing a yacht charter in Tampa for their experience. Paris, our newest city, is launching next week over a period where we're doing Paris, London, and Fort Lauderdale. And we have a very unique experience that designed for that. So when you're coming to the advance, you're not coming to a networking organization. You're not even coming to the old community that we had. You're coming to such a deep and meaningful and valuable community where members really hold you. Like, we had one member who recently said on a call, she was feeling down. She didn't participate on the call as much. And she made it a point to message maybe a week later and say, thank you. I really felt home because people reached out to her. They genuinely cared about feeling. It wasn't a business relationship anymore.
Yeah, no, it's a really special community. And you've just been able to take the vision and just like enhance it and expand it and build on it so much, Ty. And it's been so exciting to see. And it's crazy that it's only been 3 months. Like, I can't believe it. Now, where are you right now, Ty? Are you here in Florida? Are you?
Oh, I am in the famous West End in London.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was like, I think traveling for the advance again. So that's another really cool part. You've been super present and super invested and involved with so many different locations of the advance, which I think has been great. And I know as people have stepped up to launch new cities, you always try to make it a point to see how you can support them and what you can do to be a part of that. And you've been in London and Paris and all over the place. But of course, Florida is our hub. Let us not forget, for anyone listening, Florida is the hub. That's where I like to participate. That's where Ty participates every single month. So we want to keep that in mind as well. So what do you feel, Ty? I mean, I know for me, the reason why I was so excited about the vision for the Advance is that I feel like as you progress through the various stages of building your organization and growing your company, that a lot of the networking organizations that existed were just super stale and didn't produce the kinds of collaborations and relationships and opportunities that I felt I knew were available. And I was like, all right, no one's doing it. I'm going to. Let's go, right? What are some of the things that you're seeing happen, you know, with the members? I know there's a lot of members that have been generating referrals from the community. I know there's a lot of members that are doing collaborations. Like, what are some of the things that you're most excited about that you see going on, like kind of amongst members right now?
Yeah, one of the things that's really unique about the Advance, Kelly, is that it's for people who have growth and scale and innovation on their mind, but they don't necessarily want to join a program, a coaching program where they have a start and an end. They don't necessarily want to commit to doing homework and watching videos, but they want to organically get the information, give the information. You've said this before. Yeah. People in the Advance have an opportunity to do it their own way. You design your company the way you want to. You can choose to go to all the innovation circles and nothing else. You can choose to go just the live events and nothing else. You can mix and match. And I think what we're seeing a lot of is that people designing their own experience based on what's intrinsic to them, what they want to get out of it. We have some members who love the in-person events and they come just to that. And that's where they meet other folk and they collaborate. Referrals are off the charts. You know, you talk about Fort Lauderdale being our hub. We host the Advance in a location where other people get to come in and participate.
Yeah.
Because of that, we organically always have people who are interested in joining the Advance and understanding that what they've been exposed to in the offline world, wow, there's a whole new world online that they have no idea exists. And when they get to participate with online entrepreneurs and business leaders, they start opening up the possibilities for themselves. So we're starting to see where we're getting to marry the offline world and the online world through our live and local in-person events. And then once those people get a taste of it, the referrals are exploding. People are getting even more value. Collaborations are happening in unexpected ways. You know, it just, the thought and what's possible is endless.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think the Zoom fatigue is real. Like, honestly, I was excited about doing this 2 years ago because I was like, I was craving having casual in-person peer-to-peer masterminding, having a set group to do it with, like all of those things. And there was nothing that was anywhere near the level of what I would personally attend. And I feel like for a lot of people, it's great to be able to do business virtually. And we all love the fact that we can do business from our phones. And that's wonderful. But like, it's not the same. It's not the same as being able to go somewhere, get in the car and like go somewhere 10, 15 minutes away every single month and have a peer group that you can mastermind with and have these like in-person collaborations where it really is choose your own adventure. Like, you never know what you're going to get out of it, but you get something every single time that's so meaningful and valuable. So if there's anyone listening to the show today that is really craving more in-person time where you don't have to get on a plane. And that was my biggest thing. Like, Ty, you know this, obviously. I don't want to get on a plane. That's why I left corporate, right? Like, I don't want to have to get on a plane to go network and mastermind. I don't want to go to a big conference with 5,000 people. I want to get in my car. I want to go somewhere 15 minutes away and I want to meet interesting people, have good dialogue, make introductions, receive introductions, and be able to just do business, right? It's like the town square that kind of like got lost. We're trying to rebuild that again, which I think is really cool. Now, you've been bringing in some really interesting members. And I think for a lot of people listening to the show today, they're probably wondering, like, what kind of people am I going to be mixing in with? Is this for new business owners? Is this for advanced business owners? Can you speak a little bit to maybe like some of the members that have been joining and some of the types of people that you're bringing into the Advance so they know kind of who they're getting in the room with?
Absolutely. So while we love and we have something for everyone, the people who are most successful, the people we invite to enroll into the Advance are folks who have left behind the startup phase. They've already done their growth and they're in scale mode, right? They want to break through their either the plateau or their next level of growth, or they want to buy their second business. The reason why this is important is because once you're in the Advance, we need you to be comfortable having the conversations. We want to make created a safe space, and we don't want people to feel like they're left behind or they're having to catch up or they're just not a fit. So we are really stringent on the people that we enroll into the advanced, and they're all people who have kind of broken through all of the initial stages of business, and they're only looking for elevated growth. They're only looking for, how do I get to the next level? How do I start my second business? How do I hire my GM? You know, that sort of thing. What are the things that take me to the next level? So that's a really critical point. And the people that are coming in now, that, as I mentioned, the offline world kind of coming into and seeing what does this online world look like, are people who've made a million. A million in the offline world is probably equivalent to about 300,000, 400,000 in the online world. So they're coming in and they're getting value from having those conversations and seeing innovation and seeing what collaboration looks like. But yeah, we're looking for folks who are looking to scale their business. We're looking to innovate. We're looking for their next new business. Those are the folks in the conversations we're having.
I know we recently had a multi-million dollar tech founder that joined. I know we have a specialist in helping people with publicity, TED Talks, best-selling books that runs a seven-figure business that recently joined. I mean, we have folks that are established that they've been there, done that, and now they're really looking for that elevated peer group that they can build over a lifetime, essentially, and turn it into referrals, collaborations, exchanges, all of those things. And I know for me, as someone who's built a highly successful company, multiple, that I pay a full-time PR person and I do, you know, now 3 to 4 podcast appearances a week I've been doing, because I found that it is such valuable use of my time to get in front of other people's audiences. And what I always tell people about considering the advance is, instead of you having to go hire, you know, a full-time PR person, which can cost you $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year, instead, you join the advance, you show up every single month, and you book your PR calendar with collaborations inside the community across the members. And I think, to your point about the levels of business, what I think is so interesting is, in the online bubble, a lot of people think like $1 million or $10 million is like a big business, right? But in the offline world, the people that you're bringing in, they're like 50 million, 100 million. Like, you're introducing people that are running large organizations. I know we had someone recently that joined that's actually looking to buy businesses, and they're coming in because they want to get to know people in the group that also know other business owners that may be looking to do an exit. It's a very interesting dynamic. And I think that it's so important for those of us that do business online to kind of pick our heads up every now and then and be like, you know what? There's like a whole world beyond this. And I was kind of talking about this on launch this week, like, with the economy the way it is now, like, you can't be just reliant on the same things that you were before. If you just do more of the same, your business is going to go backwards, right? And I think tapping into the offline world, whether that means bringing in some corporate clients, whether it means getting some corporate sponsorships, whether it means just expanding your network beyond the internet bubble, is a very smart play for all online entrepreneurs at every level right now. Now, I know you're doing some really special stuff with the Local Leaders Program, and I know you've worked really hard this quarter to kind of refine that, evolve that, up-level that. So do you want to talk a little bit about what that looks like now? And for those listening, how would they know if this might be a fit for them?
Absolutely. And this is the program that I'm actually really excited and most proud about, because everything that you just mentioned as a user experiencing the advance, you in the Local Leader Program, you get to curate this. You get to design an exclusive experience and curate how somebody experiences everything we just talked about in person at Prevent as you facilitate this. And so what our Local Leader Program is that, you know, for individuals who are at the higher end of the scale, who've built their business, who are very comfortable with their financial position, and who want to become that center of influence, elevate their status in their community, perhaps make new relationships, both online and offline, for future ventures, for innovation, for collaborations. Those are people we want to come in and say, okay, we want to lead this in our community. We want to add our city, because we're proud about our city, because we think we have local leaders and business leaders in our community that would benefit from this. We want to take the charge and we want to lead that. So what we do is we offer you an opportunity to have your very own advanced chapter in your city. We provide all of the infrastructure. So you have an email address, you get a CRM. We give you all of the training. We give you recurring training every single month. We give you workshops and platforms. We really make sure that you're fully supported, and you get to activate a city and invite your local leaders, as well as members in the online world, to come and attend these monthly mastermind and meetups. And, you know, we're formatted in very different ways. So some cities will do a mastermind and then a social happy hour. Some will do a social experience and mastermind on that experience. Every city has their own unique flavor. But what we're excited about is how a leader, an individual, can brand themselves as part of our global network, represent their city, their advanced city, and really drive their influence forward. We've seen it time and time again. You know, when we launched Fort Lauderdale, our Fort Lauderdale leader at the time would probably say she got an average of one referral per month every time she went. The ROI was great, so much so that she's relocated to another city and she wants to purchase that city. So you think that you have what it takes to grow that influence, to become that leader in your local marketplace and be one of multiple cities around the world with a global brand like The Advance behind you, please contact me. Reach out to me. We're going to share my calendar. I'd love to have a chat. We'll find out if this is the right fit for you and really take you to the next level.
Yeah. I mean, there is nothing more powerful than being at the front of the room, like period, end of story, right? So it's the difference between showing up to an event and being the featured speaker at an event, right? And it's the opportunity to get your expertise in front of everyone in the room, but then also them introducing you to people in their network as well. And I know, Ty, that you do a lot to support the local leaders. And by the way, we're going to put everything down in the show notes down below, the application to join the Advance, Ty's calendar link if you want to have a conversation with him about whether or not it makes sense for you to apply to be a local leader or to join. So both of those things will be down below. We'll also put the overview of the Advance so you can see all the details of what your membership includes. But Ty, I know that you do a lot. Obviously, you come from the business growth strategy side inside the business advisory. So you are not new to helping people understand how to put the right strategy in place to build things successfully. Obviously, that's what you've been doing for us all along. So they have that added advantage of having you in their back pocket. But what are you doing to support the local leaders? And if someone does decide that they want to lead in a city, what would that relationship with you look like?
Yeah, you're fully supported every step of the way. One of the things that we do when you onboard as a local leader, we'll have a call together. We'll walk through all of the infrastructure. You know, you're not given a platform and said, hey, here you go. You're getting training from me. You're getting recurring training. We have somebody dedicated to our CRM that will also meet with you. So you're fully supported on the tools and the infrastructure. And then once a month, we have a workshop where you actually get to collaborate on what events and what experiences you want to design. I, having done over 230 experiences around the world, will help you curate and design that the perfect experience for your city. And we'll continue that on a monthly basis to refine. We have a local leader call as well once a month where every other leader share best practices. Community doesn't only apply to your membership. Community applies to your leadership as well. And so we get together and everybody shares what's working in their city, what's not working in their city. So the community collaborates. And then our president, Danielle Ceballos, who runs the Conviction Marketing Agency for us, she hosts once a month a marketing, branding, and positioning training session for local leaders. So you know exactly who makes for a good fit for the Advance. You're able to articulate it. And you can use some of the strategies in your own business as well. I mean, she's an expert in what she does. So it's not just training for the Advance, it's training for you and your business. So that is just some of the stuff, the ways we support you. And, you know, we do one-to-ones on a regular basis. I give 15-minute check-ins for everyone at any time that they want. So you're, again, fully supported. You are not going to be on an island by yourself. And then when you win, we celebrate in a big way. We're going to Boca in June. We're going to have a really amazing luxury session in September. So, you know, we want you to be part of a team and we want you to celebrate your wins as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. So if you're listening and you're like, this sounds interesting, I want to build a new stream of income offline. I want to establish long-term relationships. If building a referral pipeline into the future is important to you, and also you want to get out of your freaking house once a month and meet with people and actually collaborate and get referrals and support each other and have peer-to-peer networking, like, this is the place to do it. And I will say, like, for me, with the Advance, I'm so passionate about this because I just know that nothing like this exists. I know it's a huge gap in the market. I know there are other established leaders who are craving in-person connection, who have also had the same experience that I have where they've been to these other things and you're like, that was a complete waste of my time once again. So we're really reinventing what's possible in this space. And again, the local for local component is really, really important. And that's why we're looking for strong leaders who want to build a new stream of income this way. And I think to Di's point, what I noticed a lot in other networking organizations is that the people leading and running the organization aren't necessarily like super high performing business leaders themselves. And so there's not a lot of like current strategy that's being brought to the discussions. And I think the thing that's very different about this is with Danielle and myself and Ty at the helm of the Advance, it has this edge to it where it's very current. It's on the cutting edge of everything that's going on. There's always a business strategy component to everything that we're doing. But then we're bringing in the fusion of the online and offline in a really unique way. There really isn't another organization that compares to it. And so if you're sitting here listening and you don't want to be at the front of the room, but you would like to be in the community, we would love to hear from you as well. We're looking for members that run established businesses, that have been in business, that have an existing customer base, that kind of have stability in their organization already, but now are looking to kind of expand that network, build new streams of income, really look at long-term relationship building as an additional avenue. And the other thing I'll mention, which is really cool, and I know you do this all the time, Ty, like when you're traveling, you're always popping into like different locations, different cities, stuff like that. When you become a member of the Advance, you're allowed to go to any of the local cities. So we have some cities that are really booming and really popping. And like Ty mentioned, like our Tampa location is going on a yacht party coming up in the next couple of weeks. And there's amazing locations in Tennessee and, you know, Chicago and all over the place. You can actually attend any of the meetups that you want to as a member. And that then allows you to actually get FaceTime with some of the other really high performing leaders. And then you can build a relationship with them and then do things. So it's kind of like continuing to expand that circle and expand that circle. And again, just kind of get off of Zoom for a few hours. It's exhausting. I know that for me, I love going to the monthly Advance events. It's so refreshing and light. And I would agree with you, Ty. I think that obviously we run one of the most successful coaching and consulting companies in the online space, but there's a time and place for that. And then there's a time and place for like when you just want to take what you've already learned and implement it, but you want to keep that connection and that vibrancy and that relationship building side of your business continuing to expand. So final question for you, Ty. Let's leave everybody with some tips and strategies for successful networking and for, you know, when you look at the members of the Advance that have had a lot of success getting referrals, booking collaborations, you know, making a return from their membership, what would you say are the top maybe three things that they do really well, which is why they are getting a good result from the Advance?
So the first thing is be very clear on who you are and your message. If you are wiffle waffling and you don't quite know exactly what you do or how to articulate that to somebody else in a succinct and punchy way that they get it and they feel like, oh, I like that, then you're going to lose out, right? So very clear on your message, very specific, and something that's dynamic, right? Not the average Joe Schmo. Number two, don't reject any conversation, right? Be very intentional with your conversations. Try to figure out if this is a good fit, a good collaboration for you, but don't reject it just because it doesn't seem like an obvious fit. Because you'll be surprised at some of the collaborations that you can come up with when somebody isn't really like in your space or something you haven't heard of before, right? We were able to design content for a chief energy officer and a chef, right? So there are ways to collaborate even in the most disparate situations. And then the final thing I would say is do the follow-up. It makes no sense to have a great conversation, have a good meeting, and then just fall down when it comes to the actual follow-up. And Kelly, you say this all the time. We are in a stage of life right now where people need a longer life cycle to buy, right? They may meet you, they may like you, they may think you're dynamic, but they may not feel convinced at that moment to buy. So do the follow-up, do the nurture, check in with them again, you know, make sure that you're genuinely investing in that relationship and the buy will come.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's really good. So anyone listening, if you are an established leader, founder, executive in an organization that is looking to grow your network, expand your relationships, get out of the house, do in-person networking, have a great peer-to-peer business growth group to be a part of, we want you in the Advance. So down below this video, there is a overview page of the Advance. There's a link to Ty's calendar if you want to apply to be a city leader and you want to have a direct conversation with Ty and see whether or not it's a fit. There's also an application link for those of you that would love to apply to actually become a member. Oh, and the best part, The entire annual investment is only $5,000, you guys. That's the most insane part of all this entire conversation. Obviously, we know this could be a $30,000 or $50,000 investment for what it is, but we really want to encourage those of you that know this is a fit to make this investment, even if you're already in a mastermind or a coaching program or other things. And we don't want this to be competitive with this. We want this to be able to layer on to the other strategic investments that you're making. And I will say that the price will go up. It absolutely will go up. And I know that we're in the process of doing that as far as those of you that want to buy in and want to actually own a city. And I know that that has a price with it as well.
Yeah, right now, Kelly, we have offered city ownership at $2,500 on top of your membership. We've been told that like we're undervaluing ourselves, especially if you're getting business every single time you host an event. So it is not going to be like come fourth quarter, we won't have a choice. We have to increase the price. So there's a small window. If you want to open your city, run a city, make money, add that stream of income, now's the time to do it because we will have to increase the price in the coming quarters.
For sure. Yeah, absolutely. So can't wait to see you all at one of the local Florida Hub meetings. I hope to see you there. Definitely, if you're curious, at least reach out to Ty and have a conversation. We're super selective about who we bring in because we want to make sure that the caliber of the community is just exceptional and that you get value in every interaction that you have. So looking forward to seeing you there. And make sure that you're using offline relationship building and networking as a means to grow your business because there's a whole world of clients out there that are not in scarcity, that run established companies, that are in what I call the boring business sector that you could be doing business with and absolutely growing your business without breaking a sweat. So Ty, thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. And we look forward to seeing you all inside the Advance. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to The Kelly Roach Show. If you enjoyed this episode, do me two solids. Subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode and leave us a review so other people can find the life-changing content that we share here. We're on our way to number one and we need your help getting there. Thanks so much for being a part of the community and for tuning into the show each and every week. We'll see.